Everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we are introducing the 100-year real estate investor. But as we all know, it all starts up here. So Gino, tell us about the mindset of the 100-year real estate investor.
Jake, that's a great question. First thing that the 100-year real estate investor embodies is that responsibility, the ability to be responding to any situation in your life. You need 100% control of all of your actions. That's the first one.
A real estate investor looks to the long term and they take everything in consideration and they leave nothing to chance. Full responsibility day in and day out.
The second one is long-term growth. Really, that's what it's all about. Reinvesting in yourself, reinvesting in your own education, taking that long growth mindset.
Anything that Gino and I have done successfully in our lives has taken years. Our first investment took almost 18 months. From there, it took us almost 5 years before we really started making any money in real estate. I fear that people get the shiny object syndrome and they don't give things the time and the care that it takes to actually see something through. Many people have low self-belief and they tend to give up over time and they look at maybe real estate investing as a pie in the sky. You need to stay in your lane and look long-term to really see things through in the real estate game.
Now the third one, assets versus liabilities. A 100-year real estate investor knows that we want to invest in assets, not the liabilities.
You get your first deal done, you make some good money on it, you don't go out and buy that Ferrari. You reinvest into the next asset. We collect assets, not liabilities.
The next one, savings. The 100-year real estate investor knows that we are saving, but not just saving for an event, right? I was taught as a middle class to save for an event. I've got six kids. We're all saving for college, we're saving for retirement. No, the 100-year real estate investor knows that they're saving to invest in assets.
We may start off saving 10%, then it gets up to 20%, 30%. These days, Gino and I save up to 50% of our income and reinvest it into those assets, not liabilities. Keep in mind, gang, these are cascading and they all work synergistically.
Now the fifth one, this is really important, everybody. Real estate investor, the 100-year real estate investor, has empowering habits. What kind of empowering habits do they have? Well, when I graduated college, I was lucky if I read 3 or 4 books all 4 years of college. But once I started adopting this 100-year mindset, I was reading a book a week. That's an empowering habit. At the end of the year, that's 50 books. At the end of 5 years, that's 250 books. Now, my boy here, he doesn't like to read, but you know what? He hits the Audible. You gotta constantly get those empowering habits. What are the habits that are gonna take you the next level?
And think about how these are all working together. We're talking about savings. Savings is a habit that doesn't go away. Every one of these is synergistic, like we said.
The next one, this is really important. It's all about your character.
Real estate investing is a team sport. If you're looking long term, it takes people, systems, and culture. And if you're not a person of character, if you don't have that high moral compass, you're not going to be in the game very long. That's a great attribute of the 100-year real estate investor.
Now the next characteristic, it's all about values. What are your core values? Have you even established core values? For Jake and I, when our businesses started taking off, we had business sessions with our coaches, and the first thing they stressed was, what is your mission statement and what are your core values? I challenge you to start thinking about what your core values are. Ours, people first, make it happen, growth mindset, extreme ownership, unwavering ethics.
We're very busy guys. We run 4 different businesses and you need to simplify your life. Core values simplify your life. Whether you're hiring, whether you're firing, whether you're going to work with a vendor, whatever the case may be, core values allow you to simplify and simplify the relationship, because if they're not aligning with those core values, it's very easy. You walk away. And that's a huge part of the 100-year real estate investor.
And that leads me into my next characteristic, the simple lifestyle. The 100-year real estate investor really is not chasing money. We're chasing opportunity. We don't worry about having multiple houses, multiple cars. If you want it, it's great. But we're really focused on living a simple life.
And a simple life is a life of personal debt-free. We don't like to have personal debt. We're good with business debt. We like to having, you know, assets that are non-recourse. And then we grow those assets. Again, assets over liabilities. No personal liabilities, reducing the personal debt.
And finally, living below your means. We're all about chasing opportunity, not about chasing money. And really, if you want to buy the multiple cars, you can, but we're just really focused on living below those means.
Yeah, and long term, it's, you know, replicating the strategy. Buy an asset, refi the asset, put those proceeds into the next deal, living below your means, because ultimately that snowball cash flow, you hear Warren Buffett talk about the snowball effect. Mm-hmm. Over time, that cash flow starts rolling, and all of a sudden you're looking around and you're saying, you have way more cash than you need to live off of, and you're mm-hmm. able to repurpose that. Remember, it's all connected, okay? We're talking about saving 10, 20, 30, 40%. These are all intertwined, and it's a part of a greater lifestyle.
Now, let me recap all nine of them. Number one, being 100% responsible. Number two, long-term growth. Number three, assets over liabilities. Number four, saving. Number five, empowering habits. Number six, people of character, having character. Number seven, value-based decision-making. Think about what your core values are. Number eight, simple lifestyle. And finally, number nine, living below your means.
All these put together are the traits of the 100-year real estate investor.